I was never surprised whenever we got arrested in Mississippi or in the South, because they monitored us very closely and they arrested us very frequently.
In what ways is it harder or easier for African American men now as it was in 1965, 1970?
The most acute difficulties and challenges, I think, have to do with employment and the criminal justice system. And those two are connected. The criminal justice system, engagement with them, has collateral consequences that make employment subsequent to that very, very difficult.
Right. I mean, according to the NAACP, African American men are incarcerated at 6 times the rate as their white counterparts. I mean, for you personally, in what way did having a criminal record impact your life?
When I decided to run for public office in 1994, every time I had challengers in those elections, there was questions raised about my eligibility to hold public office based on the fact that I was a convicted felon. There was always a need on my part to defend my right to participate in the democracy. It didn't stop me. People who have criminal records should not sit back and say, oh, I can't do this because I got a record. You should do it anyway. Make them stop you. Don't you stop yourself.
Well, now you're in a very different situation right after applying for your presidential pardon. How did you find out that that had finally come through recently?
I submitted the application in 2012 and waited 4 years to hear anything. You can't ask the FBI the status of the application. Nobody has any answers. But I've been monitoring the president's use of the pardon.
Well, it's been low in terms of pardons, one of the higher rates of clemency, but you're one of only 148 pardons that he's issued.
Yes, in the whole 8 years.
Right.
But he has issued over 1,200 clemency mm-hmm. orders. The difference is, clemency gets people who are currently in jail out of jail, but a pardon is targeted to people who are already out of jail and pardons their record. So I can understand it's a higher priority to get people out of jail.
Why do you think you were one of the very few pardons that were ordered by President Obama during his term?
My lawyer and my wife think that my application was the best application for a pardon that was ever submitted to the Justice Department. If you look at the kind of life that people lead once they leave prison, that has a lot to do with whether or not you're going to get a pardon. When you look at my life, I've been a city councilman. I've been a community organizer. I've been helping people. So it's hard to beat that record.
What does receiving that recognition really mean for you and your life? You've been able to achieve things without it. Is it truly a clean slate for you, or is it really symbolic?
It's a kind of a vindication
sure.
of sorts, and a kind of a acknowledgement of the life that I have lived and the contributions that I've made. I was invited to an event where President Obama was going to be present on a visit through Pittsburgh at one time. And all invitees have to submit their name, social security number, employer, information like that. And I got the word back that I would not be admitted to the event because I was a felon. Oh, that broke my heart. Whenever I saw my name in the newspaper, it always had to be followed by a convicted felon. Now they have to include that I'm a pardoned felon. That's cool.